We're giving you more than just the 411. This is the Harrisburg 412 podcast. Coming to you from Southern Sioux Falls and Harrisburg, South Dakota. Welcome back to another special episode of Harrisburg 412 as we continue to highlight some of our CTE programs here in the Harrisburg School District. Today, Breanne Lynch, CTE coordinator for the district, will discuss our construction trades program here at Harrisburg High School. We'll once again turn it over to Mrs. Lynch.
All right, today we're going to explore our Home Builders Academy, and today, who do I have with me?
This is Derek Wienia. I'm our construction trades teacher at Harrisburg High School.
Well, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So construction trades, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that means and what learners are gaining as far as skills in your classroom?
Construction trades is a very unique course offering here at Harrisburg, and what it entails is students going through a two-class program. They would start with intro to construction and move on to residential construction if they're interested. And the goal of the program in total is that students would leave being a lot more prepared to enter the workforce in construction. Intro to construction is a very broad touching on tools and safety and construction materials and some of the different industries that are within the construction field. And residential construction kind of narrows that down to carpentry and rough frame construction and learning how to build a house or other residential structure from wood.
Okay, so in the intro class, do I have to have any prerequisite skills?
Nope. We start from ground zero. And if you've never touched a tape measure or a hammer in your life, everybody is going to be on
welcome.
The same playing field. Yep, all are welcome.
Awesome. Okay. So after I maybe master some of those introductory skills and I enjoyed that course and I want to jump into the residential class, what can I expect there? What does my day look like in residential?
Residential construction is always a 90-minute course every single day, whereas most courses here at Harrisburg are 45 minutes. And then on our what we call block days, you would see your teacher for 90 minutes and then not have the teacher the next day. That's not the case for the residential. You see me every single day for 90 minutes, and that allows us more time to get extremely hands-on. We do still have to learn new material from time to time, but the majority of your time spent in class is going to be working with the tools, actually putting together building structures. And we have some great partnerships with outside entities that want us to build structures for them, houses, sheds, things of that nature.
Okay, so extremely hands-on. Tell me a little bit about some of the hands-on projects your learners have completed, because there's a house sitting out in that building.
Yeah, the first structure that we built when I started teaching 2 years ago was a concession stand, new concession stand for the baseball fields here in Harrisburg. And that's now going, will be used this upcoming summer finally. And then we moved on and we built a full-sized house for Habitat for Humanity and affordable housing solutions in Sioux Falls. And so partnering with them gave us the affordability to get all the materials delivered to Harrisburg High School and build a full-sized building in our shed, our classroom, our Home Builders Academy that we have behind the Harrisburg High School.
Yeah, so the Home Builders Academy came about because of a workforce education grant and then the partnership with the Home Builders of the Sioux Empire. So those matching dollars and funds allowed us to have this beautiful building where kids can build year-round. They don't have to worry about weather and wind and snow and all of those other things that are hindering some of our, you know, construction workers in the field.
Yes, it's an amazing opportunity to have such a perfect building for the classroom right here on site where students can leave the high school out of one room and less than a minute later, they're in a completely different environment where they can be building full-size buildings.
So once that home is moved out of the building, then hopefully maybe a new home will be built or another project will be taken on. But in the interim, the construction program has partnered with the Veterans Community Project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that partnership is one I'm extremely excited about. VCP, Veterans Community Project, is something that Sioux Falls as a city has been looking at for a couple of years now. And The goal is for there to be a group of tiny homes that goes up in Sioux Falls, in an area where it makes sense for veterans that might be struggling with homelessness to be able to access jobs and other things that they might need. And so these tiny homes are being built, 25 of them. They're going to go up in a little village type area, and they're going to invite homeless veterans into those, and they're going to provide them with wraparound care to help them get back on their feet. Whatever they might be struggling with, that might be underlying issues of their homelessness, whether it be drug addiction or
financial concerns, employment concerns, whatever those issues may be, right?
Yep. So any of those things, they're going to provide a lot of support, counseling, and help them get back on their feet. They've had extremely good success in other cities. We're following that model, or VCP is following that model here in Sioux Falls. And I'm just really excited to see what comes of it here for the city of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, it's a great thing to be a part of and show our kids that our career and technical student organizations and programs and our CTE pathways are bigger than just a class, right? They have really true impact, and our future careers can have impact on people in ways that we don't even know right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about actually building the tiny homes? So I know that five of the current standing tiny homes Harrisburg Construction Learners had a part of.
Yep. So the first five that they put up are on site, and they're working on them now to finish them off. But my students and I, we built all of the walls for those buildings. So basically the frame of it, because there is no floor, it's a concrete slab, it's slab on grade. So basically the frame of the building was built by my students and I, and it's being finished off by the workers there at VCP.
Yeah, so different volunteer organizations and people from the Home Builders Association and members, and also just different construction companies and building supply companies in the region.
Yes.
Awesome. So I know our goal for the spring is eventually the kids are going to build approximately three tiny houses here on site. Is that the plan?
Yes, that's the plan. Three full houses, and this time building them to be moved as complete. So we're going to do everything from starting with the walls again, but we're going to put a roof over it, and we're going to do all the exterior finishing so it's waterproof when it gets moved. That means siding, shingling, windows, all of those things that a building needs in order to not get wet inside. And then we're going to put them on a trailer and haul them over to the site where these veterans will be living in them, and set them down on the concrete slab that'll be poured at location.
Yeah. And then you also have a big project coming up for the home show, correct?
Yes. Sioux Falls Home Show happens February 24th. Veterans Community Project wants to be there and be a part of it and show the community what's happening. And to do that, they would like the shell of one of these to be completed. So my students and I, in the next short while here,
2 weeks or so.
Yep. We're going to be putting together one of the homes, just the frame of it. So it's going to have all the walls up, and they're going to, people at the home show are going to be able to walk through it and just see exactly what size these buildings are going to be and the opportunity that this is going to afford those veterans. I know that VCP is also going to be doing a little bit of fundraising there at the home show, where anybody who would like to can basically sponsor a stud inside of that building, and they'll be given the opportunity to go into the building itself and write any sort of positive message to these veterans that they would like to on that stud. And so I think that's an amazing opportunity to just, if you can't get your hands on in the project, to leave a legacy that's going to impact veterans for a long time.
Yeah, to really help people get the size and scope of what a tiny house looks like, but then also just to know, like, it's really cold today, right? Like -11, to understand the ability to have a roof over your head just opens so many more doors when you're not concerned about housing. So we've talked a lot about different partnerships in the community and the community impact, but when we come back to kids and community and talking about what future workforce development looks like, how do you feel that this program is benefiting maybe workforce needs as a whole, and where are your kids going after high school?
Yeah, it's like I said a bit ago, I'm a pretty new teacher. This is my second year teaching here at Harrisburg, and in just my first year, I had approximately 7 or 8 seniors last year, and I know 5 or more of them are currently in the construction field today. And that's amazing to just see the impact that this program is already having on the industry to get those workers out there in a much, much needed industry in South Dakota. We're very short on construction workers, especially residential or commercial construction. And so this is a great opportunity to be able to take go from high school and jump right into the trades if that's what you'd like to do. And we also have a partnership with Southeast Tech, and we do a couple of dual credit classes that will get our students started on the path to their construction major if they would like to look into that while they're in high school.
Yeah, so the technical school route direct to employment. We also have some kids that have jumped into the apprenticeship route through building trades. So if we sit here and consider all the different opportunities available to kids, we know there's lots of different trade shows and organizations that take place in our community. Have your learners had the opportunity to experience any of those?
Yeah, there's a couple of fantastic trade shows. Every year in Sioux Falls, there's some amazing opportunities for our students to jump into those trade shows and other similar things. Each fall, my students and I attend a skills camp that takes place at Southeast Tech. It's put on by AGC. And they do an amazing job of just introducing students to a lot of different options that the construction industry has to offer. In the springtime, we go to a couple of conventions, one being the Lumber Convention that takes place here in Sioux Falls, and that's coming up here.
Don't laugh, audience, February. Right? The Lumber Convention is legit. It's a really great experience for kids.
Yes. All the people you could ever want to meet in the construction industry are going to be there. Anybody from people that sell windows like Pella or Anderson, all the way down to people that are just doing railings on stairways or balconies or things like
decorative
that.
Decorative elements to decks and things.
Finishing exterior, nice, you know, stuff like that. And so lots of people are going to be there, and it gives the students opportunities to just see the vastness of the industry and to start to pinpoint maybe the types of things that they're interested in so they can narrow down their route as well. And then the home show that we'd already spoke about is going to be another place that my students and I go. In fact, this year we are going to be having a little friendly competition.
Friendly competition,
taking place between us and the CTE Academy. And my students are going to be preparing for that in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be building some yard games, some wooden yard games, beanbag boards, giant Yahtzee, giant Jenga. And then while they're there, the students are going to have to put together a wall and show that they have some framing knowledge.
And do a skills test. It's like 10 questions, multiple choice. So it's going to be a great morning of learning. And then they get to walk through the home show.
If you've never been to the Sioux Falls Home Show, make it a weekend thing that you go to, because the amount of people that are there, and if you're a homeowner at all or looking to be a homeowner in the future, the things you'll learn about what exists that you maybe never thought of are invaluable. And so same goes for the students, their opportunity to walk through and just see that there's a lot of people out there that can help you when you are a homeowner, or just to know what's out there is valuable information.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a really fun family day too. So HBA Sioux Empire is sponsoring some make and take craft type items and building boxes. And so if you've got littles, it's still an okay activity to drag them along and have them spend the afternoon with mom or dad and checking out the home show.
One place I will attend every year.
For sure. Definitely a must see. So Mr. Winia, what's the future for your program? Where do you want to see it grow? And you know, what opportunities would you like to bring to HHS?
Yeah, so like I said, this program is currently 2 courses, just intro to construction and residential construction. For now, that's a good jumping off point, and it's been really good for a lot of students, like I said, to jump right into the trades or to take that route into technical trade school. But in the future, there's more course options that I'd like to see added into this type of thing. One being architectural drafting, potentially, maybe a class that's like home maintenance, where students will be learning just how to care for the different utilities and things like that in their homes, or to make sure that they, you know, have their gutters cleaned out. Some people don't realize that that's extremely important thing to
do. Definitely important this winter. So, yes.
Like those types of things that I think all people can benefit from, whether they're interested in construction or not, just to reach a wider variety of our students and to give them that opportunity to prepare them better for their lives.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us again today. You're learning a little bit more about the career and technical education pathways here at Harrisburg High School. If you're interested in getting involved with our Home Builders Academy in any way, I know Mr. Winnie would love some more outside projects because usually Mrs. Lynch just comes and knocks on his door and he says, yes, let's do these crazy things. So if you're interested, there'll be contact information below this episode. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Harrisburg 412, the podcast, where we give you more than just the 411 on the latest around the Harrisburg School District. Until next time, go Tigers.